this world isn't seeking truth. Even as Christians, we should be constantly seeking for a deeper truth of God and who Christ is and how to follow by the power of the Spirit more and more and what that means. But when the world seeks truth, think about it for a second, and this is why things like evolution and all these other ideas will not only never go away, but they'll only keep being redefined and changing, because nobody will ever just submit on their own to the truth of God. They can't understand it. So their search of truth is really simply just a search for until they find what they want to hear. You know, when someone goes on a quest for what they want to believe, they usually end up on something like Buddhism or something that basically is going to stroke their ego and make them feel like they can control their destiny and their everything about them, and, you know, the power of their own Zen mode and, you know, whatever else is going to be feeding them. But all the while, they can live however they want. So that's pretty attractive for the truth seeker. And we're all just arrogant enough to believe that whatever idea of heaven these various religions have, that we can achieve that, because they all have, it's all about what you do, the works that you accomplish in this life. And so we're arrogant enough to believe that we can achieve that goal one day. So really, Christianity is pretty much the opposite of all major religions, the ones that aren't proclaiming Christ in a false or bad way anyways. We know very well that we can do nothing without the power of God, without the Holy Spirit inside of us. Without Christ's work on the cross, we are doomed. We only believe because God has given us the gift of belief. We can only be saved because God gave himself for us to be saved. We can only make it to heaven by his sustaining work in us throughout our entire life. And when we get there, it's God himself that comes down to take us there. We have a good God. Let's learn about him. Let's read about him. Let's pray to him. You know, I pray that today you will open up your Bible or recite one of the verses that you have memorized. If you don't have one memorized, begin to memorize one. His truth should be on our hearts and on our lips. It should be prayed and it should be proclaimed. The world is seeking, and the only ones that are going to hear God's voice are the ones that he's chosen, but it is still very much our job to speak his truth, because they might not hear it otherwise. So whenever and however possible, we need to be the voice of God in people's ears, proclaiming that truth. People are either going to hate you, not care, or they're going to listen. That's all that matters, are the ones that listen. Speak with your words, and yes, of course, speak with your life. And it's not just one of those. Both have to be strongly implemented. So I encourage you guys today, we're not seeking what the truth is anymore. We have the truth. Now we're seeking to know him better, and to follow him better, and to proclaim him better. Love you guys.